Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Take two.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast, and this is take two. Technical difficulties earlier this week.
We could have played the earlier podcast, but it would have been completely out of context because you would have only heard my voice and not Aaron's.
Yeah, it might have been fun. The listeners would have been like, what on earth is he doing? You know, he's talking and he's answering himself and
laughing for no apparent reason at all.
Exactly. But take two is fine. We, we had a good time. We're going to have a good time again.
Amen. Double stampsies.
There you go. So this week we've already done you've already listened to the live episode with Mr. Josh Flores and Mrs. Circe 112, Laura and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
This is us rehashing their Twitter chat now.
It's pretty amazing Twitter chat, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So shall we dive in?
Yeah. So this topic was collaborate ed, mm-hmm. and we had a little homework to do. What was your Myers-Briggs indicator? Do you know?
Yeah, I saved it. So I am an NFP, extrovert.
ENFP.
Yeah. I'm an extrovert with feeling.
I am an ENTP. So I'm an extrovert, but just so you know, and for those of you who did not listen to the live interview, I was as far to the right of extroverted as you could be before you went into introverted, or vice versa. Like I was borderline. So
you could have gone either way.
I could have. I do love hanging out with the people and collaborating. But I am just as comfortable at my house with a book, you know, it's talking to nobody.
Yeah, like, this is the Aaron zone and you shall not infringe upon it. Yes. So I do know that I'm an extrovert. And I think I get more extroverted the more comfortable I am with my surroundings.
Okay.
Or if I'm asked to present or something like that. But there are occasions where if I am not familiar with the social situation, I pretty much can wallflower it until I feel my way around. Feel.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Feel. I feel.
Because you're a feeler.
So, and you can do this. I believe the website is 16personalities.com, and that's the number, not the spelling, 16personalities.com, and you too can find out what your Myers-Briggs indicators are.
And so the reason they are pushing this is because they do want people to collaborate together.
Right.
But... knowing you, like knowing myself, I can find people that will bring the best out of me,
right,
and not the worst out of me. I am an extrovert. I would probably do better with an extrovert, just because, you know, we're not both inner thinking. Hanging out with introverted people, it's a little hard sometimes in that I feel like I'm carrying the conversation, and it would help me to have an extrovert there to bounce ideas off of.
And in our conversation with Josh and Laura the other day, one of the things that they pointed out was the beauty of the introvert is that in those small settings like that, talking and communicating and learning from each other is not the issue. It's the larger settings where it becomes much more challenging. So I thought that was interesting too.
Right. Well, let's dive into the question, shall we?
Yeah, question one. What is it?
Choose a genre that best represents your experience or attitude with professional collaborations. Explain your choice. They've given romance, tragedy, comedy, adventure, mystery, drama, mythology, horror, all these different options. So what does your PD collaboration look like?
And I noticed, too, on this, because they didn't say PD for this first question.
Oh, no, it is. You're right. It's not PD.
It's just professional. just professional clappers. So one of the things that I was found interesting right off the bat was some people answered this as professional development question. Some people answered this as team collaboration question.
I probably just threw D in and answered it with the PD. So
I know I answered it in the along the lines of working with others. My team right now, we work pretty well together, and we're trying to do some fun stuff at USAO. But in the past, I've had the drama team. I've been on the drama team.
Issues.
Yep. But I've also been on the comedy adventure team, mystery in a good way team, with one of my very good friends who is now in Seattle. God bless her.
Good deal. Yeah. I chose a prose, which is like poetry, but there's no meter or rhyme, so you don't necessarily know what's coming or why. Definitely no rhyme. But it's like poetry in motion. Okay, no. I went with the Becky Maldonado tweet here, and she is at Becky Leoshi. She says, depends on who it's with. Yep. Tragedy, comedy, adventure, and horror. There isn't one size that fits all.
I think if we're honest with our professional careers, if you've taught for longer than 5 years, you have probably had some sort of experience in all of this.
Probably. No, you're totally
right. You know what I mean? So I went with Jessica Robinson. She's at Just Rob. She says, it's adventure tragedy. There's never enough productive time for this. So I thought that was interesting. Adventure or tragedy. It's like a Shakespeare play.
One or the other.
Question two, share personal needs for productive collaborations. And then Josh listed a lot of things. Now, before we get too far into this, you really need to come back to the teachingfromhere.com website. Teachingfromhere.com. Talk amongst yourselves for 1 second.
So, amongst myself, I ran the camera at church today. That was exciting. I was expanding my breadth of knowledge in service, and it was really exciting. And
did you zoom in on the pastor's face? Like,
I zoomed, I panned, I did two shot, I did medium shot. Wow. I didn't know what medium shot was.
But you did one.
I did one today. I mean, I figured I was given a study guide before this, and then I did.
Okay, good deal.
Did you get everything you
needed?
I did,
thanks. Glad to know that it was a successful time on the camera today at church. So if you go from teaching from here.com, the-drive-podcast, or go to teachingfromhere.com and click on podcast and choose Oakless Said. You want to read the page that this podcast is linked to, because with every question that Josh put out, he had some graphics that were in there that were hard to communicate, that'll be hard to communicate through our podcast today. And then Laura also tweeted out research that tied in with that specific question. It was hard to communicate that as well. So you definitely want to kind of come back through and look at the tweets for all of this. So I want to share that before we get too far into today's thing. So question two, share your personal needs. And then Josh had like a slide with like music, silent, coffee shop, by yourself, blah, blah. And he had like 10 or 12 different things. And I need, you know, whether you want a digital or not digital or a pen or a pencil or whatever. And so what do you need to be collaborative? And I think I tweeted, I need some form of digital to record it so I can look at it later. And then I didn't care if it was pen, pencil, paper, whatever. I could take a picture of it or doodle it, or I'm not picky on that part. I'm not a very good notebooker.
I suppose I would rather notebook and analog it and then go back and regurgitate it and put it digital.
Yeah.
That's me.
So I went with Tyler Bridges here. He said, you give me digital, professional, public, and coffee, and we will rock it, I can promise you. He said, and I alternate between pen and pencil depending upon the situation. I'm not a heathen.
Yes. Vanessa Perez, who is also an ENTP, just so you know. Vanessa and I figured that out at Ed Camp, and then I saw Dr. Terry Cullen had posted she was an ENTP. I had never met another ENTP, to my knowledge, anybody that we've talked about it. So I was very excited to share the letters with those two. Vanessa Perez is at VPreezy on the Twitters, and she says, I can collab on the fly, but I prefer dedicated time and space, freedom to move and stand, snacks, breaks, access to Wi-Fi and electricity, clear goals, and action a good plus also.
So, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know.
And, yeah.
You know, at the baseline, you got to have like some of your base needs met, like food, shelter, and all that kind of stuff. And Vanessa and I were exchanging, we were talking about education, talking about Maslow's, and I tweeted Maslow's, and then she downloaded the picture and edited it, and on the bottom made this huge brick that said Wi-Fi. So I thought that was pretty funny. Pretty funny. I do prefer to collaborate with some sort of musical situation going on.
Go ahead.
So I like to have some music, and I really like to have walls to write on too.
Ooh, yeah. Walls. Yeah. I don't want words with music. Well, no, music with words.
Right.
Because then I love music.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of lyrics. So I'll start singing and then get totally off track.
You don't even need lyrics to start singing, Erin.
I will just bust out in tune. But I love feeling like I'm on a mission.
Yeah.
And so I use that Skyrim and Halo video game soundtrack.
Okay, that's good stuff. And, you know, the Skyrim game, although Josh may disagree, is pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, you guys geeked out way hard on that for a little while at the meeting, you know, the interview.
At the interview. Q3.
Yes. What do you spend most time collaborating on with your current collaboration teams and why? So I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I am mostly collaborating on organizing events for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I do very little collaboration on content, and I would like to kind of get into that. So Oakley Ed, if you're listening, hit me up on the Twitters. Let's collaborate on something.
And you're in a unique situation in that outside of Travis, you're not in a building where you have people you can collaborate with at lunch or whatever.
Right.
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 Yeah. So do you find that to be a challenge, or is it something that is just part of what you do? You know what I mean?
I guess I hadn't thought about it really. I mean, I love what I do.
Right.
But I mean, it would be fun to expand what I do as well. So.
Okay. So on this one, I went with Emily Saucier. She's one of my pre-service teachers at USAO. And she is at @M_Saucier. And she said, most of the time, my time spent collaborating with others is about what would work best for the students in different scenarios and how to adapt my own teaching to those needs. So I'm glad she's already thinking on that as a pre-service teacher. That's important.
Yeah, no kidding. I found Craig McVeigh's tweet to be a little bit hilarious. He said, ?, I am old, slow, and confused.
I think some of Josh's slides, although awesome, were potentially a touch on the confusion side.
Yeah, yeah. And so he was probably alluding to that, but it was just funny because like in the sea of, I like this, I like that, I saw that one, and I was like, that's funny. That's funny.
Question 4 is, after a great PD or other learning experience, how do you share your knowledge to help your colleagues grow?
Good question. You can't stop me.
I
share everywhere.
You're not opposed to a phone call or a text message either.
No. Well, and I mean, even
or
like
a Voxer.
No. And I'm like a now type person. If it pops into my brain, I've got to call somebody and see A, if it's a good idea, B, how can we make it work?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I am on every form of sharing that is available so that I can get a hold of anybody.
Maybe not and sometimes, every form.
What's that?
Maybe not every form.
No, definitely not every form. But the forms that I have, I will like all try to get a hold of you. And if you don't answer me within 15 seconds, then I'm getting a hold of the next person. And
or,
I will share
or you're
that
trying
idea
to get a hold of me through the next, like you're in like six or seven of them. Yeah. Like, okay, I texted him. He didn't answer. I'll vox him. I didn't answer.
He's
I'm going to email.
He, did,
he didn't answer.
Twitter.
I'm going to tweet him. Yeah.
Totally. I went with Vanessa Perez here, and she said, ambush. I mean, present face-to-face, talk, email. I mean, she's on the Voxer. She's on the Twitter. She's on Facebook. Her PD Geek is amazing.
Yes.
And that's a Facebook group. So if you don't know about that and you like PD, find that Facebook group, PD Geek on Facebook.
Yeah, it's really good. And man, when Vanessa gets hold of an idea that she wants to, like, Vanessa's one of these people where when she sees a lot of ideas, she'll even share out, "I am retreating to contemplate."
Yes.
And then after contemplation is over, watch the heck out, because she's figured out some cool thing to do with it and she's going to tell you.
And it's so funny because every once in a while she's like, "I'm super busy right now, I'll get to this." And then it may be, you know, 30 minutes later, it may be 2 days later, you get, bam, there's a paragraph where she has just given you everything. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. I went with Craig McVeigh on this one as well. He's at McVeigh 51. He said, "For 27 years, it went like this. Can you believe we wasted an entire day doing that PD built for PK teachers? WTH, did that have to do with high school history?"
Right.
Or maybe even U.S. history there. And I feel like I feel like we're better in some ways. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that is a prevailing attitude. Hey, Aaron, we're going to have school-wide professional development, which means...
Oh, good. I'm so excited. I can't wait for something.
For all 200 of you, because you all need the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I think that's hard. Or district-wide professional development. Yeah, there may be a topic or two district-wide that we need to learn more about, but there's no way to meet, especially in your bigger districts, the needs of the individual teachers when you got 2,000 or 3,000 of them, or even six, or even 15. I mean, we all have different things we need to work on.
I don't think you and I probably aren't going to be working on the same thing. So, I mean, there's a possibility we could, you know, but for the most part, probably need different PDs. Working with a different set of people in a different subject area, you know, for the most part. And we probably don't need the same PD.
Ed Camp's a perfect example. The only session we were in together the whole time was the podcast, the Oklahoma Said one.
And because it was
our podcast, and it was our birthday.
Ended up in the one podcast group together,
right?
And we did our own.
But you had done some other things before you got there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, so that's just case in point where we do have some similar interests in trying to be dynamic instructors. It's very different on what we individually need. So,
exactly.
Q5.
Yes. So on average, adults spend 70% of their time in communication. What percentage of this time is spent on reading? How much percent of your day would you say you're spending on professional reading? Professional in my brain, as I read this tweet, was teaching, some geared toward teaching.
Right.
Not necessarily professional journals or stuff like that. But I've got books all around me that are professional education reading.
Right.
I am on the Twitters. I am on, and my Twitters is only education. Just, you know, I keep my social media a little bit compartmentalized. Pinterest, you know, you link to blogs and all kinds of stuff. So I would say a good deal, but if it's like strictly professional, not very much.
But you do have a whole cabinet or a bookshelf full of professional, you know, quote unquote professional books.
Yes. No, I mean, I surround myself. I geek out on
that stuff.
Reading for education.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right now, well, a lot of my reading right now is pretty focused on dissertation stuff. So, and I'm close to the very end. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. It doesn't appear to be.
Well, I went with Kathy, book loving binge right now. She said, "I read 45 minutes to an hour a day. That is in a professional nature. On Sundays more." Because of Oakland. Ed, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And now, we didn't say anything about this Twitter chat. She is now Kathy Book Love and Binge, but last Sunday she was Josh Flores.
we had several Josh Floreses last Sunday.
There were a few Josh Floreses tweeting.
Yeah, which on the one hand was hilarious, and on the other hand, in hindsight, I was like, dang, what if somebody new just joined the chat?
I know. I did feel a little bad. So mid-chat, I even changed it to, I don't know, something else, not quite just Josh Flores.
But it was a play on Josh Flores, because about every 10 days or so, he changes his Twitter name. Not his handle, but his name. And so right now, he is currently the real Josh Flores.
Would you please stand up?
So Andre Dowdy, who's at Andre Dotti. He said, define professional reading. I'm learning more from places like Okla Ed Chats, collaborative talks with the homies, Facebook group discussions, etc., than I am from those education journals, Hashtag real talk. And I think there's something to be said for that, too. I've had a foot in both worlds for a couple years now, and there's something to be said for the professional journal that looks at a specific topic and writes about it.
Yeah.
But I also think, too, as a teacher, I want, like, a real-life classroom example. Like, show me how I could use this in any kind of math classroom. It doesn't have to be calculus or pre-calculus, just Algebra 1, whatever. Just let me see it once, because if I can see it once, I can adapt it to what my purposes would be.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of some of these other places. These are real teachers going, this is what I did with that thing, and this is how it looked.
Right.
Question 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Networking is overrated. Ed. What hashtag collaborate Ed? EdTech are you currently using or would like to learn more about to build and sustain professional friendships, not networks, and more effectively collaborate? And I just want to say that the first time Aaron and I met each other was through social media, and I arched an eyebrow at this epic lady who was tweeting in Okla Ed, like, who is this person posing on the Thunder basketball court?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's grown from there. So I think there's it started off as a network for me. Yeah. But
no, it starts there.
But I've been able to
got to find a way, and I think that's what Josh is saying here. Because on the networking is overrated, which they love playing on the ED words.
Right.
I think part of it is that he's an introvert and is not comfortable just always networking. He wants to, like, get down to the brass tacks and start working also. Like, and so to do that, you can't get a room of 70 people. Mm-mm. You know, he likes a small group. He and Laura, he and you, he and Anne, you know, he likes to dive in and get to work one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I think, what he was going with here. Networking has a purpose.
Right.
But when it's time to get down and do the work, you know, what kind of tech are you using to do that?
Yeah.
So Voxer is a favorite of mine.
Yeah, you use it a lot.
I do. I have the paid for version because sometimes I say what I think always. And that's so funny because remember Laura and I work pretty close in our Myers-Briggs, except for she introverts. She introverts. That's a verb.
I think she said she's a planning your demise because she's contemplating every word you utter.
But she was like, and I overthink everything. And I'm like, I overthink, but verbally. And so I need the paid for Voxer because I'll say something sometimes and I'll be like, I need to recall that
didn't make sense at all.
And so she and I are opposites there because she keeps it all inside until it's ready to come out. And I just bomb it everywhere with my words.
Wow. That sounds messy.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. I offend.
Duly noted. I sent some work to my advisor the other day, and I feel like I did. I vomited up a lot of words on that. It's probably going to come back with a lot of, where were you going here, Scotty boy? Yeah.
Well, I went with the Becky Maldonado tweet again, and she said, networking is overrated.
Yeah.
Networking is the first step to collaborating. You can't collaborate unless you network.
Yeah.
Totally right. Yes.
Right.
But again, we've got to now get to the business of it. So.
And I think, you know, it's one thing to have 50,000 followers or whatever, but how many of those people are you actually, and I don't know if intimate's the right word here, but how many of those people are you actually working with?
Right.
You know,
right.
like really working with to improve your practice or their practice or to bounce ideas off or whatever. So, you want me to?
Yes.
You're
Oh my goodness.
Your eye. Oh, you're poking my eye.
What it's worth, I've got no eyeball here.
Oh man, that's
terrible. Here, I'll take the screenshot.
Oh no, don't take the screenshot. Oh.
Wait, no, here, I gotta get it there. And
cool. What?
What is going
on? I don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, okay,
One,
while you're
two, three.
okay, while you're playing with your camera and your eyeball, I'm gonna read Amber McMath's tweet. She is at Mrs. McReading. Oh, good Lord. She said
that was Aaron and not Stephanie Hinton.
That's right. Stephanie's not on this podcast, but so Amber McMath, who is at Mrs. McReading, she said, "My fear of missing out factor just skyrocketed. What are these other collaboration vessels you speak of? I want to learn them all." And I think, like, I have several of the same ones that you have, but I use them differently. So okay. I think the thing is to find your mojo with that you can use consistently, and probably have a couple of them, and use those to grow yourself. Like, we use Skype, we use Google Docs, we use Voxer, we use several.
Yes.
But we're comfortable and fluid in all of those. And some people don't like Voxer, and some people don't like Twitter. But what are you using to connect, to grow, to encourage, right?
Right. Well, Q7. PD is fill in the blank.
Yep.
What are the most meaningful and effective ways that you experience professional development, or how could PD improve to better meet your collaborate ed needs? I PD all the time.
Okay.
I could do better by using hashtags more intentionally whenever I am looking for stuff. But as far as it goes, like, I really like my PD. I'm okay. It's meaningful whenever I get to choose it, whenever I get to select, whenever I get a say in it.
Right.
How's that?
Yeah. I think that's important. I think there's times too when I need to be helped in some of that. Okay. I need to sit through the brain thing, you know, because without understanding how the brain works, education becomes infinitely more difficult. But on
right.
the other hand, I really want to know how to teach X, Y, and Z thing in math, or use such and such technology to develop a robust lesson.
Right,
and that's just a little bit different.
Well, so, I went with a Laura Pena tweet on this one,
who has won more than one acting award in Western Oklahoma.
That was funny when you called her out at Ed Camp OKC,
and then she corrected
was like,
me.
More than one. in a small town.
Yes.
She said PD is an opportunity to be reminded of what it's like to be learners in a classroom.
Right.
It's a chance to identify with our kids and see how we can make their learning experiences better. Hello, amen, boom sauce, I'm out.
Right. Drop the mic, all that.
No, I mean, it really is. I mean, yeah. if you're sitting in a crappy PD, take note of what's making it crappy.
Yeah.
So that you don't do
yeah.
that in your classroom.
Yeah. Turn around and give it right back to the kids, because, hey,
yeah.
that's what we do.
I hate lecture-based. All right, class. Today I'm going to tell you about blah, blah, blah.
Get out your pens and pencils. We're going to take a note.
Exactly.
So I'm with Courtney Smith here. She is at @court_educator, and she said, #PD is getting to really work with a small group, and usually focused around tech or apps. Just really getting to talk through ideas helps me get the most out of any PD, regardless of the topic. #EIPT3043, which I am guessing is one of Dr. Terry's cool kids.
Of course it probably is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
So, but I think too, you know, when you're talking about using different apps and things like that, it is important, because how else are you going to learn how to do some of that stuff without having those conversations?
Yes.
So, I mean, those conversations have to occur. So there you go. Question 8. #PD is reading. Give 2 book recommendations and heart 2 book recommendations.
All right. Do you have 2 favorite books for education?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I don't know how to answer that, because I've read things like, I've read Teach Like a Pirate, I've read Innovative Mindset, I've read some of these other ones, and I feel like I grow through those, but I also feel like that's just, I don't think eye candy is the right word, because it helps me grow as a teacher, gives me good ideas, but it doesn't really make me think on the art of teaching. Innovator's Mindset did a little bit, but Teach Like a Pirate was more like a creative book for me. Does that make sense? Like, I'm seeing how he's talking about stuff. I'm like, okay, I can tweak this for my math lesson, even though he teaches history.
Right.
So I don't know. I know that books that have challenged me PD reading wise goes along with my passion of my other passion is gamification. And so I've read a couple of books in that. One is called Octalysis by UK Chow. And the other one is called, just went blank on the title. It's by Jane McGonigal. And it is something. Do you have books?
So I really love Sal Khan's One World Schoolhouse.
Right.
It's not like it's what you said. It doesn't really challenge my craft of teaching, but it does make me hone in on why I like the way I get to do it, or why their education needs to shift somehow to be a little more personalized. So
right.
I really do like it for that respect. I loved Lisa Johnson's book, Cultivating Communication. I like to talk, but I am not a good communicator sometimes. And that kind of helped me to be a little more specific in the way I was communicating, and made it a little more fun as well. So that was a really good one that helped me grow in an area I was weak in.
Okay. I found my other book. It's Jay McGonigal. It's called Reality is Broken. And she's basically advocating that people should spend more time playing video games because of some of the inherent things that occur when you do so. Well,
I'm not a video game player.
No.
It seems like I'm wasting my time, but...
But if you play games like Call of Duty and you play with somebody else, you learn to collaborate on that because you have to work together as a team to move through the different things. So it develops collaboration skills.
Play the Call of Duty... Gosh, it was several years ago. What was Modern Warfare?
Modern Warfare.
And then I really liked World at War until everybody realized that there were glitches and it was just like a big cheater world.
You started cheating.
But I did play the mess out of those for a while because my husband was super into them. And so I decided I was going to try to, you know, look at it. And it was fun. It was fun. But I haven't picked up video games since.
And she's really big on real world type of games too.
The one that he's playing right now has a redheaded female lead. Destiny?
I don't know. Could be. Destiny's popular right now.
Okay. Is it semi-new?
Yeah, ish.
Okay. So he likes that one a lot. He's played a lot of Skyrim before.
Yeah.
Far Cry.
Yeah, Far Cry's good. I like Far Cry. But she was just saying that on those, if you play video games, it lights up different parts of your brain if you're intentional with it and you're learning from it, and it activates different emotions, and it's really fascinating. And she talks about video games, but she's talking about games in general too. I don't know. It's just a really tag? Interesting. All kinds of tag. Like, not just tag or freeze tag. Oh, yeah?
And I could get into some bridge tag. And then so we're like, if I tag somebody, they're frozen until somebody crawls under their legs to unfreeze them.
Yeah, yeah. There's different things like that you could do, too. It's just very interesting.
Okay, so I like those kinds of games.
Yeah. I went with...
We got off on a tangent there.
We did. Sorry. So back to question 8 and reading. Shelby Lightning Bolt, who is at ShelbyJR3, she said, I'm not reading anything right now. Cry face emojis. She said, PD read, culturally responsive teaching, and the brain. It's all caps. It's everything. So there's that.
Well, and I liked Stephanie Heim's tweet here because I'm thinking Clinton has book studies for their teachers.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, but I do have caveats with book studies. Transforming School Culture, Reading Solo, and The Coaching Habit are the three that she did there. I am one of those people, if I get behind, I just want to quit because everybody already knows and they're all just talking about it and I'm not there yet. Anyway, I can read fast, but I've got other things to do sometimes. So if I miss out, then I'm like, whatever.
I love competition unless
I'm losing, Scott, and then I want to quit, okay?
I can only compete when I win. That's it. If I can't win, I don't want to compete.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You just summed me up.
And there you go. So, Boom Sauce tweets.
You have one. I did not.
There was a lot of potential Boom Sauces in this one, so.
Like Lauren's.
Yeah. So it's understandable that it was hard to narrow one down. But Melinda Parks was good because the very last thing that Josh prompted, and we didn't include this in our chat, but the very last thing was Josh prompted it was to share a donut with somebody you'd want to collaborate with. So I was tagged in a tweet with several other people by Melinda Parks, who's at McCaps Parks. And so this conversation sort of developed over time and talking about trying to collaborate together. And finally, Melinda just goes, frantically thinking of any way to collaborate and may just make something up out of desperation. Hashtag, I'll bring the glitter. Yes. And I was like, yes, there's a teacher willing to do anything to go talk with another teacher. I don't think she's talking to me. I think she's talking to Jennifer Seitzinger, who's at Room 20. Awesome. But just shows to Goya that teachers want to work together outside of the teachers in their building.
Yes.
And teachers can learn from other teachers. Like, I can learn from a history teacher as well as a math teacher.
No, exactly. Well, and so, yes. And when we were talking about PD earlier, I was like, you and I probably are going to the same place. But, like you said, we do share commonalities. So, it wouldn't hurt if we collaborated.
Right. Right. Uh-oh. There's the dog. So.
Hello.
Yeah. He is a barker. God bless him. So, there you go. Next week on the Twitter chat, what do we got coming up?
Well, we've got Melissa Kanabe, and she is Obi-Wan Kanabe. She is going to be talking about standards-based grading.
Oh, that should be fascinating.
I know. I'm excited to see what she's got.
Should be really interesting, and I'm hoping that some of my pre-service teachers will be in there. So,
exactly. Well, that'll happen at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday night, and then you can look for the podcast episode to come out a few days later.
Yes, indeedly-do. I say that in I said that like Ned Flanders.
Yes. No, we know.
Okay. That wasn't a
pre-service teachers don't know, but if they do, I don't know. Bart Simpson's still running, so.
So there you go, Aaron. Thanks for take two. I appreciate your time.
Sure thing.
Yep. And all right. You know what to do.
Go out and dominate the world.
Dominate it like it's never been dominated before in the history of ever.
Scott, that's not the tagline.
Dang it.
It's pretty epic.
It's pretty. It's not epic charter schools, but it's epic.
Only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.